one thought.
Yeah.
In Kamandan Dan's talk, there's much very common in the Portuguese, you know, a lot of emphasis put on solitude. And certainly in this community we get a lot of opportunity to do that. I mean, we're in the middle of our winter retreat right now, which is really dedicated towards that.
Right.
But we also have a lot of sort of responsibilities and engagement, and there's an emphasis on community as well.
Right.
I was wondering how you would recommend us balancing the two, or using them to help each other, or is it temperament? Is it...
Part of it is temperament, part of it is a certain element of how do you say, inclination, in the sense that I think with say for a lot of the within the Thai tradition, there's a lot of emphasis on solitude, because there is a, by temperament, they're not very comfortable with solitude. They're not, and then all the stories of the monks on Tudong and whatnot, and they're always with a group of their mates. It's very, very rare. I think India is very similar in the sense that these are very communal cultures and societies. So that there is an emphasis on solitude because it tends to kind of cut to the heart of where feelings of security and comfort lie, and there's a certain balance that is needed. Ajahn Chah used the aspects of both solitude and community, to recognizing that we have preferences and comfort zones in both of them, and learning how to work with those, and to be ready to investigate, you know, what is it that, because in the end it's sort of, well, what is it that brings up greed, hatred, delusion, in terms of either the aspects of liking, disliking, of doubt or restlessness or confusion. And so that those are the elements that we need to be paying attention to, and whether it's, say, one is on one's own or whether one is with others, and there is a, and being able to investigate where those arise from, so that tend to try to put a lot of emphasis on both, so that there's time for getting back to your buddhi and being on your own, and time for interacting with others, so that there's a opportunity for both giving and sharing, supporting others. And particularly, I think, as Westerners, we tend to easily be isolated and have a lot of... I think of the classic... study of I think it was out of Harvard, where they said, what brings up the most fear and in individuals, and it's down the list is sort of illness, and then to about two or three, but the top of the list is public speaking. So that, if I'm exposed as an individual, as an ego identity, that's the most fearful thing. I'm going to tend not to see that in the same way in rank of the. Because, say, like Thailand or Asia is a more communal society, they also tend to have everybody wants to grab that microphone and say something or sing a song or do a skit or, you know, anything. I mean, or if the, you know, it's just, it's not so, there isn't the same kind of isolation, which is a part of the kind of the personality makeup. And therefore, when there is that isolation, then there tends to be an actual over focus on one's own sense of me. So that isn't sort of overcome through theory. It's, you know, like it's a nice theory to relinquish self, but it really doesn't happen until you actually come up against it. So I think quite rightly that Ajahn Chah saw the need for that balance of both, and learning how to be on one's own and be diligent in practice and be self-sufficient, and also to live with other human beings without a sense of either threat or fear or confusion, agitation, irritation. So those are balances that we need to learn on both sides. And you know, each of us has different temperaments that we need to work with.